We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, feel that funky, funky music. Welcome into the PHNX Sports. I don't know why it says dive bar on the screen. We are in the VIP lounge.
Oh, my gosh.
Even though it feels like it could have been a dive bar night.
What a tragedy.
There we go. VIP lounge. The mustache behind the Mac already with one error on the night. Welcome in again to the PHNX Suns VIP lounge, brought to you by the one and only DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's number one sportsbook app.
Here we go.
Don't forget to smash that like button, to hit that subscribe button, to give that five-star review once you've subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Espo Ahoy Hoy, joined by one of the best there is. It's Saul Bookman. Saul, how are you?
I thought you were going to give me a nickname. Were you thinking of a nickname?
No, I didn't want to do that.
You didn't want K. Ramey?
No, I didn't know. I thought about
Saul,
do I call him
Barbecue
smooth?
Chips Bookman.
Saul, leftover salad from lunch, Bookman. How are you, Saul?
Not too bad. It's a win. Hey, we're back on. We're off the schneid. Two-game losing streak over. Let's get back to winning. That's fun.
Manuel coming out hard already with the Cove crazy. Says, I shall call this win an Espo. Not pretty, but still a better Buscemi. I'll take it. I'll take it. We can call it an Espo. A 115-97 victory for your Phoenix Suns. They ride a 17-4 scoring run to end the game. Yeah. To really, that's really where they got their separation in the final couple minutes there. Not the prettiest that we saw, but Devin Booker did have a big game, dropping 38 on 50% shooting, 50% from behind the arc. He also added in 7 rebounds, 5 assists. A very nice night for Book and a pedestrian night for a lot of the other guys.
I remember, you know, obviously I'm a Michael Jordan stan. So I remember watching like those, you know, the air up there or something like that, those videos of him. And they would always talk about how sometimes the Bulls would just play and it wasn't pretty. But they just knew when to turn on the gas and put teams away. And it was just like you thought you had a chance, but you never really did. That's exactly what this game felt like. It was like the Suns weren't playing pretty. They were, you know, they were clicking a little bit here and there. Book looked really good in the first half. And then they kind of got into that third quarter funk again. And then it was just like they're like, all right, let's stop fucking around with these guys. Let's just put them away. And they did.
Yeah, it looked like they all went into that Chris Paul mode.
Yeah.
We're going to conserve energy. We know we don't have to bring out the big guns for OKC, and we'll get the W in the end. I mean that kind of bit them in the ass against Memphis, but they were able to handle it here, take care of their business against OKC. We did have the return of a former Sun that almost had what would qualify as a revenge game, as Ty Jerome drops his career high 24 points. Do you realize, though, he shot 9 of 22 and 1 for 6 from behind the arc? He still sucked in having his career game.
Well, he missed like his last 8 shots. So that definitely helped. But yeah. I mean, he was shooting lights out in the first half and kind of through the third quarter. You were like, Jesus, what? Ty Jerome really can do this?
Dollar General Steve Nash. Ty Jerome, congratulations on having your career high. Why don't we go to the bar on that?
I don't even think
he's
the Dollar General Steve Nash. I think he's more like a Dollar General Andre Miller.
Well, I was thinking former son. So what would you think? Yeah. You know, you go Andre or dollar store, Brevin Knight? Is sure. that better? Is that better? Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to the bar.
Brevin Knight ever dropped 24?
Drink of the night. Tie one on in honor of Ty Jerome as a 24-point game. Only because we couldn't come up with anything that was good for $10,000.
Well, we did have a bottle of champagne, but we don't have a bottle of champagne graphic. So we got to get on our guy Arnold to get a bottle of champagne because – $10,000 Moe sounds really fantastic.
Why did you not throw that one out? I would have.
Because I just thought of it right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, all right. So Saul's good ideas come in the moment.
I'm always better after the fact.
19 Smokey 92 says Dollar General Zoran Drogic. All right. Wow. We'll take it. That's a low time manual. Dollar General Ricky Rubio. Much love to Ricky. Yes, his torn ACL. As Eddie Johnson said, thoughts and prayers for it.
I thought it was funny that he was making fun of COVID or he was kind of like joking about, you know, the virus or whatever. And then he's like, thoughts and prayers to, it's just an ACL. He'll be fine. He'll come back. It's not like he needed that explosiveness anyway. He doesn't have any explosiveness.
It's true.
He's got the tightest hips in the league.
It's not like he had an accident that destroyed his hair or his facial hair.
Yeah, so he's going
to
be fine.
That would be devastating.
He can go back to Spain and be a model. He'll be just fine.
So, yeah, this was not.
But get well soon, Ricky.
Yes. We want him to get well.
Yeah, yeah.
It just didn't feel like it needed to go to the thoughts and prayer level. Yeah.
Like, everybody, let's hold hands real quick and say a prayer.
We need donations for Ricky Rubio. We'll pass the plate around. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Go Suns in the chat says we need Thad Young. Are we really at the point where we're like breaking glass in case of emergency with guys out? And
we will be on Friday.
Why would we be
on
Friday?
I just do not feel good about this Elfrid Payton situation and what that might end up leading to on Friday. I just feel like we might be the first team in the league to lose all 12 guys on the roster for a given point in time.
Look, it'll be Devin Booker and a bunch of G Leaguers.
No, it won't be Devin Booker.
You're going to have the first breakthrough case?
Yeah.
Within 2 months? All right.
That's how effective Elfrid Payton is.
Was Elfrid kissing everybody?
Hold on. If Elfrid's case of COVID is anything like his game, nobody's going to get infected by it, right?
No, everybody's going to get infected by it because every time he comes on the court, he infects the team and they start to lose.
I looked at it like his passing. It's not going to get anywhere near these guys. So somewhere Lindsay is just saying R.I.P. Ricky and it's sublime. R.I.P. Ricky's ACL. All right.
Why does everybody want me to rant on Landry Shamet?
Because they love your Shamet rants.
I can't give you a Shamet rant when he doesn't show up against the bad teams. Like, we're still going to beat the bad teams for the most part. I could have given it to you the other night against the Grizz, but I will wait for a key moment where he absolutely doesn't show up. And then maybe I will give it to you.
We need to call that segment God Shamet. And it's just so yelling at him. It'll be great. Speaking of Landry Shamet, if we must, he went 3 of 10 tonight, 7 points, 1 of 7 from beyond the arc.
Yeah, solid.
He's hurting it. I mean, did you see, we talked about this. Did you obviously heard me say what the Celtics shot from three tonight?
Oh, 4 for 41 or something like that?
4 for 42. They shot 9.5%. So Landry Shamet better than the Celtics.
Congratulations on not being the ugliest kid in the room.
RIP Celtics 3-point shooting. We're already off the road. Lindsay, come back soon, please. Why don't we look at our king of the game as in honor of the big night from one Devin Armani Booker. He drops 35 points, like I said, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, but he crosses the 10,000 point mark for his career, the 7th fastest in NBA history, only the 8th son ever to hit for 10,000 points in a Phoenix uniform. I think this kid's good.
Who holds the record for most points in Suns history?
It is Walter Davis with 15,600 something.
That's it.
I could give you a, yeah.
Devin Booker is probably going to break that in about what, 2-3 years?
Probably 3 years, I would think. I mean, he's going to, we've talked about this on the show. He will be the greatest Sun of all time when it's done. As long as he doesn't leave or have a major injury, knock on wood, touch metal.
The only thing he needs right now, the only thing that's missing from his resume, in my opinion, is the MVP. Because if you're going to talk about greatest Sun of all time, in my estimation, you have to win an MVP or you have to at least get to the finals, right? Booker got to the finals, so he's in the conversation for greatest of all time. But you're going up against Steve Nash and Charles Barkley. Ooh, man, that's tasty right there.
15,666 points for Walter Davis.
Ooh, don't like those last three digits. Couldn't score an extra free throw or somebody.
So look, I agree that the MVP would be nice, but there's one trophy that trumps them all. If he wins a title.
Oh, yes.
It does not matter. He does not have to even be in the top five of MVP voting ever. If he is the all-time leading scorer and brings a Larry O'Brien here, Devin Booker is the greatest Sun.
Well, not only that, but they probably put a statue of that dude somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And if they don't do it, we will.
Yeah,
we will have a statue of Devin Booker right here in the studio.
Much, much smaller than the Suns would have.
No.
Less cool. It would
be twice as big. It just... It'll be Kendall and Jenner.
Kendall and Jenner? Sorry. What?
Booker and Jenner. My bad. Booker and Kendall. Damn it, Saul.
we're off the rails, damn it. Somebody in the chat, and I can't see it now, but it was, here it is. It's Brian says, Espo will praise Shamit for being garbage, but won't give Sticks his respect. I thought I was pretty much saying Shamit was hot garbage tonight, but all right. Look, you want some Sticks love? Congratulations, Sticks. You have made the most of your minutes by being a passable NBA player, even though you were the 10th pick in the NBA draft.
See that? That's why.
But
that's
listen, right why there. Why are we lowering the damn curve?
No,
Ayton is treated like he's trash when he's doing things that nobody's seen before. And then the number 10 pick from a draft 2 years later gets coddled like nobody's freaking business. Like, why am I supposed to pray? Okay, great. He had 11 points, 14 rebounds. You had a double-double, and you had 4 of 7 shooting. It was a nice game. You were the 10th pick in the draft. You should be better than that.
Should he, though?
Yes. If you were a lottery pick, you should be better than that.
Cam Johnson took a little while, too.
Cam Johnson is 10 times the player that Jalen Smith is.
But Cam Johnson, like in his first year, he was pretty rough with it, too.
No,
and then second year, and he got playing time in his first year. Sticks did not. Okay, that's Sticks' problem and his fault. But then in year two, Cam got even more playing time, and you could see him start to get that rhythm. Sticks, in year two,
got no playing time because he sucked.
He's played two games. In the last two games, he's had double-doubles. Like, why wouldn't you want to give him a little bit more of an opportunity? And you know how much of a staunch opponent of Sticks I have been. Like, you know that. But I'm not – I can only go off of what I see. And what I see tonight and the last game is that a guy that's trying to figure it out, he's learning. He's got – he had 15-9 the other night. He had 11-14 tonight. Sure, there's some things he can clean up, but you can see that some of the skills are there. And once he starts to get his feet under him and understand how to play this game, I think he's going to be a good contributor. Now, will he be in a Suns uniform by the time he gets to that point? I don't know.
Let me see this.
But I'm not going to say the 10th pick, like in the Suns history with the 10th pick, I mean, Jesus, we had 4 and 5 picks that didn't amount to shit. And Sticks so far has fared better than just about most of those. Josh Jackson, Marquise Chris, all those bums.
Look.
Dragan Bender.
I will say this.
Dragan Bender.
If this were 5 years ago, I'd be all on the Sticks bandwagon because we were playing in the world of potential and what's going to happen and could this guy be something. You know what world we're in now? chasing championship rings, and I don't have time for some guy to figure shit out on the job. Get somebody off your high and mighty horse.
They had two guys out with COVID. What else do you want to do? You want to bring in more G League guys who haven't mounted a shame in the league?
I have no problem with them playing now, but you're acting as if this is enough to get him minutes when guys are back. No.
Yeah.
His ass goes back to the bench or you trade him.
If JaVale has another game like he did the other night, yeah, you put him in for JaVale. Because you can't afford to put him in for DeAndre every single time, obviously. Oh my gosh, you gotta move. You gotta wiggle. You gotta maneuver based on how guys are playing from time to time. And if Sticks is playing and he's becoming a little bit more reliable, you gotta play him a little bit and just let him wet his whistle a little bit.
Elon Musk, you know how hard it is to play with goggles on. Thank you for getting me out of my anger.
Go back up to Brian's comment. He said the fact that Saul has became a Sticks kid. No, you just went the other way. The fact that Saul became a Sticks kid was the best thing that ever happened this season. Because they all know that I have not been on this. Like every time we mention Sticks on a show, I'm like, why the fuck are we talking about this guy? Like he's never going to play. And when he does play, he hasn't been very good. Well, he played two nights in a row and he's been okay. Like he hasn't been bad.
Okay. And I'm supposed to celebrate okay?
Nobody's saying celebrate.
Congratulations, kid.
But you got to understand how development works. That's been part of the problem for the Suns the last decade before CP3 came. CP3 had to help Monty develop players to a point where they need him. Like the previous 10 years, nobody knew how to do player development. Nobody understood that. So now you have somebody in the fold like CP3 who we saw getting after Sticks, telling him like, you need to be here, you need to do this, blah, blah, blah. That's going to help Sticks and in so facto help the Suns.
Trade him for somebody that's more experienced. All I care about is the ring. None of this other crap matters to me. Developing the 10th, 11th guy on the roster doesn't mean shit to me. All right. The only argument I've seen in the chat that I think is fair, I think it was 19 Smokey 92 said that Jalen was projected to be a late first rounder.
Yeah, he was.
Not his fault he was taken down.
No.
And that is the only argument.
Same thing with Cam Johnson, though.
That I agree with is he was a reach, and that's not his fault. But
listen, at no point in time did I ever say Sticks is untradeable.
No.
Like, I think you're confusing the fact that I think we should give Sticks a little bit more of an opportunity as a replacement for getting a solid veteran player like a Thad Young or whoever else to come in here. That is definitely not what I'm saying. Like, I'm just saying this is what you have right now, so you got to play with what you have. And if you have a little bit of time to develop somebody on the court, get them some experience, increase his trade value, because right now Sticks' trade value is going up and up and up. You know that based off of two double doubles. At least you can point to that and say he has the ability. Like his form is good. His shot selection. I thought tonight when I saw him get his feet set before he was about to get the ball, like he got the ball in the pocket. He got his feet right. It was a nice smooth shot. He didn't hit the three, but the form, everything was there. He has all the tools right there to be a stretch four. He's just got to do it.
Look, I will give him credit for how active he was on the boards. Mm-hmm. Very good on the glass, and the Suns needed that with the lack of size that they had out there. So I will give him that.
Steve Adams wasn't out there.
Lucky he doesn't play in OKC anymore. Let's turn to a man who probably appreciates Sticks more than me, and the chat likes more
Gerald,
than me.
Gerald, save me from
it's
the Sticks
Gerald Bourguet. Gerald, how
Sticks
are you?
Hate from Espo tonight,
I'm
Gerald.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
The chat wants to run me out of here, but other than that, I'm good.
We're all anti-Espo tonight.
I just shouted about Sticks and not caring about development that I want to ring.
I mean, you don't really get to pick and choose on nights like tonight when you got so many guys out of the rotation.
Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't disagree with that fact. I'm just not ready to throw the damn ticker tape parade because Jalen Smith finally showed a pulse.
Because we said, hey, I think Sticks has earned a few more minutes when the guys do come back. Like, let's play them a little bit. Let's develop them a little bit if they can afford to. And my man over here is like, fuck them. Fuck them all. Like,
I did go a little Logan Roy. Jesus. You're right. I did go a little Logan Roy with it.
He went with the MJ meme. Fuck them kids.
Yeah. Amen. That is my approach to the Sun season. Fuck them kids. Give me a ring. All right.
Jesus. Oh dear.
Anyway.
Gerald, how was talking with acting head coach Kevin Young tonight? What do you have to say about the performance?
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty cool moment for him. Obviously, his first win as a head coach. He's only, you know, coached two games, but it was a good win for them down the stretch. Like, I think I tweeted about it. Like, it was an ugly performance all around, but there was going to be that 4 to 6 minutes where the Suns just turn it on and they decide we're better than you. And that's kind of what they did down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Devin Booker was fantastic, and he obviously made history becoming the seventh youngest at 10,000 career points. And Kevin Young said that he's just a fearless scorer. And with his three-point shooting, that's been a key part of it. He mentioned that his base is better set, and he doesn't take as many of those kind of bad end-of-quarter threes that he used to take. So that might be part of why his percentage is up this year. He had positive things to say about Jalen Smith, who came in and gave him good minutes off the bench, and Cam Payne, who, you know, hasn't been great this season, but over the last two games might be putting together a little bit more positive momentum.
They need to give Cam the ball. I know that. Cam hit that three in the fourth quarter, and you could tell he was feeling it, right? And then he called for the ball when Book had it. I'm screaming for him to get the ball, and Book was like, nah. Just nah. Before the game, Gerald, I'm a little concerned. I'm actually more than concerned. Before the game, it's announced that Elfrid Payton is now out due to health and safety protocols. Mm. What the fuck? Like, are we going to have is the team that we saw tonight, are they even going to have half that squad in Boston on Friday?
I'd be surprised, especially because the Thunder had a lot of guys in health and safety protocols. I don't have any inside information on this, but
yeah, that sounds
about right. Was warming up about an hour before the Suns PR guy came into the media room and told us Elfrid Payton is actually out. He's in health and safety protocol. This is after he was entered into the protocol on Sunday and then cleared like just an hour or two before Monday's game. And then now he's ready to play. He's warming up and then he's taken out for health and safety. Like, some tests must have come back very imminently before game time to take him out of that. So I don't know. I mean, you know, he was probably around the team. He played with the team on Monday, and I just, you know, he practiced yesterday. So, I mean, it's hitting every team. It's spreading. This is what it does. But and Abdul Nader also entered health and safety protocols. He was already out, obviously, with the knee thing. But yeah, I'd be surprised if this doesn't spread a little bit more in the next few days.
So was there no answer whatsoever on what happened there? It seems quite confusing how that all went down.
Yeah, I think what happened was for Sunday, he returned an inconclusive test, which is what put him in health and safety protocols. And then Monday, I think by the time before that game started, he had the requisite number of negative tests to be cleared. And then I think that he returned a positive test sometime today. You're hoping much closer to game time than otherwise it would just be negligence for him to be out here warming up when he had returned a positive test earlier in the day. So imagine, I don't know the timing of all that, but it's not great.
Imagine risking it all for Elfrid Payton. Jesus, what are we doing, Gerald? What are we doing? Jesus. Oh man. Outside of the tomfoolery that we've been throwing at you, what was your biggest takeaway from tonight?
Just that Devin Booker is really fucking good at what he does. Like, I feel like this was a game where if he doesn't have that type of performance, they lose that game. You know, JaVale McGee wasn't great early on. He wasn't great last game filling in for DA. And I think second to that would be that the Suns really do miss DA and Jay Crowder's defensive communication. Not just their defense, but their communication, because those are the two guys that are usually on the back line of the defense. They're communicating, they're talking to Mikhail and Chris and Devin, and you just don't see as much of that. You saw a little bit more defensive breakdowns, more layups for the Thunder, and we saw what happened the other night when the Grizzlies were in town, how many points in the paint they had. So you really miss DA's length and his ability to guard all over the floor, but that lack of communication is something that even Kevin Young said after the game they're having to adjust to right now.
Well, Gerald, any final thoughts on what we saw take place out there before we let you get back to talking with the players?
No, I think the Jalen Smith thing is an interesting question, though, because the way he's playing right now, it makes it seem like he has earned minutes. The question is, where will he get them, especially if and when Frank Kaminsky comes back? Because Frank Kaminsky was playing like he needed to be the third big in the rotation. So it's hard to see where he gets minutes, especially since he's best as a backup five. But it is encouraging to see some signs of life over these last two games from him.
Pay-per-view wrestling match between Jalen Smith and Frank Kaminsky for the backup minutes. I'm in. I'd pay $59.95 for that right now.
I don't think I'd go that high, but God bless you.
I wouldn't pay 59 cents for it.
He is Gerald Bourget. Follow him on Twitter, at Gerald Bourget. Read all of his stuff at gophnx.com. Gerald, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good one.
See you, Gerald.
Risking it all for Elfrid Payton, the Saul Bookman biography.
Perplexed Damage in the chat. Super chat.
$5. I'm not quite sure what the is this the draft order?
This is these are the top 10. These are the 10th pick in the 2019 Cam Reddish, 18 Mikal Bridges, 17 Zach Collins, 16 Thonmaker, 15 Justice Winslow, 14 Elfrid Payton, 13 CJ McCollum, and 12 Austin Rivers, 11 Jimmer Fredette.
So it's a poo-poo platter of just it's a mixed bag.
And
is 10 what
Paul
that,
in 10, 2010 is. Paul George.
All right, so. So it's hit or miss at number 10 is what that list tells
Well, it's
us.
More hit than miss, I think, in just judging from that. I mean, a lot of those dudes get minutes and they play quite a bit on their teams, except for Elfrid Payton.
Yeah, I saw Elfrid Payton and Jimmer Fredette, and I was like, yeah, I'm good without it.
Yeah, is Thonmaker even in the league anymore?
I'm not
doing
sure.
Anything?
I was on his mixtape when I was a kid. I'm kidding.
What? You were on his mixed. His basketball mixtape.
Yeah, what do they call it? Just one of those events.
First, we need to find that. Yes. Clip. Second, I was thinking rap mixtape.
That's what
myself
I thought.
Well.
I was like, I got to hear this. What? Come on, drop a beat for us, man. Let's go,
Manuel.
Shane.
Oh, God, stop.
Never mind.
Manuel, Espo would really pay 60 just for a chance to see Sticks get his ass whooped.
Sticks hater.
You think Frank has hands?
No, Frank does not have hands.
I think Frank is the kind of guy that knows if you get in a fight with somebody, just act crazier than him.
And, yeah, you know, yeah, absolutely.
That's why I'd want to watch Frank in a fight. So, Peyton, if Sticks scores 30, will you get a tattoo of him? Hell no. And yet I'm still confident it won't happen. So I just said, I don't need that on me. This has gone very weird. I'm not surprised by any amount of this, but it's been a very weird night.
It's been a little odd, but you know what? Listen, the Suns continue to win and they continue to win. They rebound off of two straight losses, but they are 26-7 on the year. They're one of the best teams in the NBA. Golden State lost yesterday to the same. Who did they lose to? Denver.
Denver.
They lost to Denver,
which was a G League roster, basically.
Yeah,
with
they beat the Warriors. So I mean, like that just proves to you that any given night you can lose if you don't come ready to play, especially if you're missing key players. And with the Warriors and the Suns, I'm sorry, but the two best defensive players on both of those teams were absent the last two games, and that's why they struggled. DeAndre Ayton and Draymond Green.
Yeah, right now, as it stands, the Phoenix Suns are tied with the Golden State Warriors for the best record in the NBA, 27-7 overall. So we're splitting hairs with a lot of this for sure. Shane, the chat wants to know, what do you think about Sticks? Break the tie here.
Sticks is like a multivitamin. You don't really need him. We don't know if he works, but sometimes you got to have him anyway.
Okay. Sure, right. Shane. Okay. Thanks for that. That doesn't answer or help anything.
You're welcome. Right. I'm back.
Chris,
here. I'm indifferent.
Chris, I think Bridges right now is the better defensive player, but I think DA is the most important.
Yeah, well, because that anchor at the center and having...
And the communication.
Yeah, communication and having somebody back there that you know if a guy gets by you, there's a safety valve, which we saw against Memphis in those final 5 seconds. That is very important.
I think one-on-one, Mikal Bridges is one of the best defenders in the league, if not the best. But when we're talking about team defense and, you know, what Chris Paul has really, you know, enforced into DA is that he's the quarterback of the defense because he can see everything from where he's positioned and he can orchestrate everything. Same with Jay Crowder. That's why DA, he cleans up a lot of your messes, and that's why he's the most important defensive player on this team.
I agree.
Just like Draymond.
I agree, but that's and that's not in any way a slight on Bridges.
No,
it's
no.
Because when this team is best, it's when that's that team defense.
Oh, yeah.
It's not one guy that's going to do it for this group. It's when all of them are playing as a cohesive unit, and that is what has made it a beautiful thing when they play defense so well, is because they play as one on that. And it sounds so damn cheesy to say that, but it's the truth. They play as a unit there, and that's so important. So that's
also shout out to Chris in the chat who just asked that question. She's the real MVP. She's one of our biggest followers. She donated something to PHNX, and it was pretty awesome. So I won't say what it is because we'll keep it under wraps. But it was really cool, and we appreciate you so much. So thank you so much, Chris, for being who you are.
You know, I'm just gonna name Chris our Cove Crazy of the Year.
There you go.
I think she deserves that. So we're close to the end of 2021.
That's right. I was gonna wait till Friday, but okay.
Well, yeah, Friday's going to be a massive weird, you know.
Yeah, it's a morning game.
The game starts at 11. Like, you're having breakfast with us for pregame and lunch with us for postgame. That shit's just going to be weird. So I wanted to make sure Chris got her fair due here on the late night postgame.
And Friday we will talk about who we think was the sun of the year.
Yeah.
Sun and Mercury, actually. We'll throw Mercury in there too, we have both of those ready to go.
I think Shane has somewhere to be, so we're going to stretch this out for at least another 60 minutes.
He got a text and he was like, oh man, I've got to wrap this up.
Any final thoughts? I think we've gone around the block. We do have to mention our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook app, as I am just failing as a host here tonight, forgetting the important things that were required.
You're so angry about sticks that you had.
Yeah,
you
blind. We went so deep on the sticks thing, I totally forgot. There's other things to do.
Okay,
I didn't say, geez, Saul. It's not that late at night.
Whoa.
The NFL season is winding down. The playoffs will be here before you know it. And at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NFL, the offers are getting even more amazing.
He's in deep on the sticks.
And they don't even involve sticks. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game. And if they do, you win 200 in free bets. Oh, that's right. 200 in free bets. DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also get NFL action with the same game parlays. Oh, that's some sweet, sweet NFL action when you go same game parlay. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. And who does not want a bigger payout? I mean, everybody does. DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want and quickly. Very, very quickly. So if you need to flee for any reason, you can get your money fast, which
just
is what I want to do.
Step on the grass, head to Mexico. By the time you hit the border, the money will be in your bank.
That's how I just feel about this show. Flee as fast as possible tonight. Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the promo code PHNX. Bet just $5 on any NFL team. And if they win, you win $200 in free bets. As always, must be 21 or older. Arizona only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for detail. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. They changed that on me. I'm glad I actually was reading because I would have gotten that wrong.
No.
Oh. They changed what on you?
The number.
Oh, what's
yeah. It was that 1-800. No, it's not 1-800 next step, according to this. It's that 1-800-522-4700.
Is that next step, though?
I don't know. I didn't spell it out.
No, that's not.
It's not. I can try it tomorrow.
Look at
we'll
that,
see.
Huh?
What did I miss in the chat real quick, that you were real laughing quick, at my ass?
Brian in the chat said he was watching from the East Coast. Bryce Johnson in the chat watching from the East Coast. Thank you so much for joining us from the East Coast.
Thank you, Bryce.
And then Calvin Green said Landry Shamet's game is like a rotten egg fart in an elevator. I don't know why that just made me laugh. Listen, Shamet has not been good. I'm gonna wait.
Just save it. Yeah. There's been enough hate.
You've definitely like we just won a game. This is what I was talking about earlier today on the Phoenix Sports Podcast. Sometimes you just gotta enjoy the wins and admire people that are trying to give their all to help this team win. Sticks contributed to this win, and as much as you absolutely hate him, Espo, that won't change that fact.
Okay, let's make something clear. I do not hate Jalen Smith. What gets me fired up and what I really dislike is the Jalen Smith truthers out there. That's what gets me going.
You mean the Sticks kids?
The Sticks kids. Whatever you want to call them. That's what gets me going, and the chat knows it. The Cove Crazies play on that and poke until they know I'm going to give that to them. And that's what happened tonight. I gave it to them, and I gave it to them good. All right, with Sticks. Espo down on Sticks means he doesn't think we should get any more players from the draft while we're chasing a championship. That is accurate, and it's also why I am not a GM in the NBA.
Oh, my gosh.
Espo's to Skip, and Sticks is to LeBron. So basically, I treat Sticks the way Skip Bayless treats LeBron James.
Yeah. Skip.
Elon. Who's Jalen Smith? I only know Sticks.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. When Gerald said Jalen Smith, I was like, who's that?
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, yeah. We were talking about that Sticks kid.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, hey, good win tonight.
Yes. Definitely.
Rebound. They get back in the win column. They got a nice little East Coast trip coming up. They got to take care of business. And then they come back home, I think, for the Clippers on the 6th. So
Clippers without Paul George. So that should Clippers be without Paul George. An easier game than it would have looked like at one point.
Yeah, but the Clippers still beat the 4-for-42 shooting from 3 Celtics.
Hopefully the Suns see the Celtics shoot very similarly on what feels like will be right around when most people wake up on New Year's Eve. At 10:30 when we do our pregame show. Once again, the Phoenix Suns, your Phoenix Suns, beat the Thunder 115-97 tonight behind 38 points from Devin Booker, our DraftKings king of the game as he crosses that 10,000-point threshold 10K. For his career. We will be back, as we mentioned, Friday.
We can't forget Mikal Bridges. 1,000 rebounds in his career so far, too. So
congratulations, Mikal. Another milestone crossed for a Phoenix Sun. Don't forget, we will be here at 10:30 a.m. on Friday for a pregame show before the Celtics game. At least it means we'll be out of here before 11 o'clock at night. We'll have a postgame show right after. And I believe you guys, I have a day off tomorrow. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
You do.
But I believe you guys might be going live tomorrow or a podcast tomorrow.
Yep.
Just look at our Twitter feed at @PHNX_Suns. We'll tell you what's going down there for more talk. There won't be Stick slander because I will be away from the mic. So that's what it is. So we're going to get out of here for Saul Bookman. You can follow him at @Saul_Bookman. The underscore is there for all the love in your heart that you guys have for Sticks. You can follow me at Asp. You can follow the show, as I said, @PHNX_Suns. And until next time, ahoy hoy.